Latest production, Room 6.
I'm very happy today to have Steve Potter with me, independent film producer in Adelaide of Mood Mode Productions.
How are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Dan. Thanks.
Great.
Thanks for having me along.
Thank you very much for being here. So tell me a little bit about what it is you do.
Well, I guess you could say that I'm an emerging independent filmmaker here in Adelaide. It's certainly what I aspire to be. But, you know, it's been a long road of various different projects, but that would probably be the best way to describe what I do in a matter of words.
So do you have a production house or studio that you work with?
I have an in-house studio at home, literally. I go by the production name Mood Mode, M-O-O-D-M-O-D-E, Mood Mode.
All one word?
All one word, yeah. But, you know, like I said, it's been a long time coming, but in recent years I've sort of stepped it up with equipment and the intent to produce better content.
So is there any particular area that you specialise in, or is it a jack-of-all-trades kind of thing?
Really, really very much a jack-of-all-trades type of thing. I mean, when you're an independent guy starting from nothing, you have to get used to doing everything yourself. Camera work, editing, directing, writing. You do have to get good at all aspects, but that's also a very good way to learn every aspect of it.
So what motivated you to get started?
I think for me, when I was younger, me and my brother, we were always very creative in our teens, and we did a lot of productions back then. And then, growing up a little bit, getting married, family, all that sort of stuff, got in the way of the creative side. And now I'm just recently 40, and the need to be creative is streaming back to me.
So what kind of content do you produce? Is it like short films or feature films or music videos?
Well, so far, I mean, music videos is probably a way for any new emerging producer, good thing to sink your teeth into in terms of, it exercises all aspects of creativity of, you know, there's no rules. You can find people who are looking for exposure as well with their own music. And the no rules factor really makes it easy to learn and not make, and if you make mistakes, don't worry about it. It's a music video. It's very expressive. It's very artistic. Doesn't really have to represent anything. So that's where I started, but now more into short films and trying to get the content meaningful in some way, some storytelling.
So could you name any films you might have worked on?
I was lucky enough to go along to a South Australian production. The movie was called Lemon Tree Passage. Not a lot of people would have heard about it, but it did make it to Hollywood. From here, it didn't get terribly great reviews, but it's a harsh world out there, you know. And I was on set with these guys, and I was very impressed with what they did. It was a $1 million budget here in South Australia, so that's fairly reasonable. But yeah, that was great, and I learned a hell of a lot there. And it's inspiring too to get an understanding of, you know, this is what actually happens to get it done, and it mightn't be too far from what you think you can do.
So do you mostly do productions in Adelaide? And if so, is there any desire to expand that?
Only local. I mean, you know, the scope is huge out there, but there's no need to do anything outside of Adelaide at this point.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you had any formal training, or is it more like on the field, learn as you go kind of stuff?
I would say the vast majority has been learning learning by experience on the job, in the field, whatever. I have done a couple of courses, but I would almost render them as close to useless. Unfortunately, I think in Adelaide, perhaps one of the issues is that there's a big gap between amateur and, you know, the courses that come out are the very basics, or they're for someone who's already well and truly on their way. That in the middle is, there's not much there. So yeah, I did an editing course. That was okay. I did a video production course quite a few years ago, which was also more amusing than anything, but yeah, other than that, mate, it's been learning on the job by experience, yeah. There's nothing beats hands-on experience at all, and that would be my biggest recommendation, is that is the best way to learn and learn more about yourself and what content you want to produce, you know.
The kind of stuff you can't learn in a classroom?
No, technically, yes, you can learn technical things, but, you know, as to what kind of work you're going to produce can only really come from yourself.
What do you make the film industry in Adelaide? Is it sustainable or prosperous in any way?
I think the online world now has really helped everything to maintain itself. I think, you know, there's a big film community here in Adelaide, but it wouldn't necessarily, there's a lot of money behind it in terms of like self-prospering, if you like. But I think the community is strong, the online forums, if you like, are strong, and there's lots of people talking about it. So I think it's easier these days to for the momentum and interest to stay there and grow. But I wouldn't say it's terribly easy for emerging people to get funding or to get recognised.
So do you do this as your main job or is it more of a hobby?
Absolutely, yeah. Full-time employed, currently full-time employed at PFG Food Services. To be able to make films and for it to be earn a living from it, that's an absolute goal. But yeah, very difficult. And yeah, I'm a realist, I work full-time. And so it's just critical. Yeah, it's every spare minute I'm pretty well working on something, yeah.
So it is a professional hobby and it sounds really time-consuming. Is it difficult to integrate that with your everyday life?
Absolutely, yeah. Work's not one of the only time demands. You know, I've got a young family as well. So, you know, that's a critical balance. So I would say, you know, it's family and work first and then me a distant third.
Definitely.
It's important to make that time, though.
So what kind of advice would you give to someone wanting to get into a similar sort of industry?
I would have to say persistence is key. You know, you can very easily lose your motivation and lose what it takes to make it just because the world around you doesn't make it easy for you. You know, you're the only person that's going to make it work, particularly from an art perspective. If you're an artist trying to make it, then very, very difficult. So you just have to persist and believe in yourself. I think experience, you know, if we're talking filmmaking specifically, you just got to make films. Just make them and move on and make another one. Some people can dwell on a production and go back and hone it and refine it and refine it to make it perfect. I say move on, make something new and then move on and you just keep moving through the jobs and get that experience. The pathway to learning is to go through a volume of work and and learn as much as you can. Being a perfectionist might come later on.
So just get stuff done early on so you can work up a library.
Absolutely.
So are you working on anything right now?
Amazingly, coincidentally, I'm actually releasing online tonight my most recent short film, which was completed in January this year, but I went into a few film festivals that went average in. So I'm going releasing online tonight that film's called Room 6. So that's a short film shot here in Adelaide City at night time. A bit of the darker side of Adelaide, or an idea set in the future where Adelaide is a dark place. A little bit dark, but that's the genre I kind of like, to be honest. So yeah, tonight I'll be releasing that. And other than that, I had another short film released about a year ago today, which was my first short film called The Extraction, which was featured a lot of local talent, people I work with as well, just friends just having fun. I didn't mind it in the end.
That sounds great. And you can catch Room 6 right now online at Mood Mode, all one word, the Facebook page or the YouTube page. Thank you so much for joining us, Steve. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, but pleasure to be here. Good on you for giving a plug to all local content producers here in Adelaide. I think it's a great initiative.
That's what we're about. Thank you.
Yeah, nice.
Steve Potter from Mood Mode Entertainment, and this is Danny DiCasta from Meteorites. Have a great day.